Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome to the NPAradio.com radio broadcast. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here today in our studio with a very special world's greatest guest. And I'm telling you, we're here to start off this morning with the world's greatest gospel saxophonist. Today we'll make history. We invite all of you to come with us as we now go to the studio and receive our guest. Come with us as we go now. The Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you so much. Yes. God bless you, Ambassador. Yes. Dr. Hagen, God bless you so much.
Sir, and God bless you, sir. We understand some great things are happening in the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Why don't you just tell us what's going on in the First Fruit convention, and as well as what's going on with you? Why don't you take your time and just share with us what's happening in the First Fruit?
All right. Thank you so much. It's always a privilege to share about the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention because God is in the midst of it, and God is doing miracles like you've never seen in 2015. And we have seen miracles like we have never seen in 2015 and many, many, many more to come. The First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention is a convention built upon prayer and praise. Amen. God spoke to me and said, Bernard, I want you to build a prayer army all over the world, a prayer army. And then I began to write the vision and make it plain, and that men may run with it and women may run with it. And so I began to write down what God was telling me about prayer and praise and how to get this prayer army all around the world. And we've been about the Father's business of getting the prayer army all around the world. It's been our privilege to actually allow the Lord to use us to make ambassadors. You know, I began to look that up, what God said to me about ambassadors. And I know the fivefold ministry, and I wanted to know what God had to say about it in his word. See, anytime God is in the midst of something, he will always speak, and his word will always agree with him. And I began to look up ambassador, and I found out that the number one, you might say, apostle, the most prolific writer of the gospel, along with Luke, is Paul. And Paul said when he had gone and started the churches, Corinthian church, Philippian church, and Philippi, and when Paul had gone and started the Ephesians church, and all the other churches, many churches, he really was a man not just to the city, you know, where he might be over, you know, several things in the city, around the city. But Paul was a man who was used to the world, the nation. At that time, it wasn't as large as it is now, but the nation and the nations. And he started all these churches. And Paul, in prison, said, I am an ambassador to those in bonds. He didn't call himself an elder, although that would have been good. He didn't call himself a bishop, although that would have been good. He didn't call himself a superintendent, although that is very good and would have been good. He didn't call himself an apostle. He just said, I am an ambassador, which meant that he was to the nations. God used him all around the world at that time. And he created churches as well as other things that praise God at that time. And so it's been our privilege to have ambassadors in our First Fruits Prayer and Praise Convention. And they're people who really are not just to the area, but to the world. Amen. Trying to do God's work all around the world. And so it's been our blessing to try to make ambassadors around the country that they may be inundated with prayer and bring prayer to the people. Now, I want to say this, that these are prayer ambassadors. This is our way of doing what God told us to do, to make that prayer army and their prayer ambassadors. And then they have prayer commissioners. And, oh, my God, the Lord is starting prayer everywhere. Let me just put this in there. One day, God has shown me that one day we'll be able to make a clarion call, not just to our area, but to the whole world. But we're going to call all the praises together and all the prayer warriors in the name of Jesus. And at the appropriate time, now you have to have the appropriate time. God will give that. And so the prayer ambassadors and praisers will come from all over the world. Amen. And we're going to praise God on a level like the world has never seen before. This First Fruits Prayer and Praise Convention, oh, God has blessed in such a multitudinous way. Miracles are happening. Every morning we have a prayer line where it goes all over the world. And thank you, Ambassador Dr. Hagen, who has helped greatly on that. And we have over 90 million listeners on that. And God's blessed it in a great way. We started with 3 people, and now it's gone up to about 90 million or more, 91 million. And God's blessed it in a great way. Every morning at 6 a.m. in the morning, we have prayer. And people call in from Kentucky and California and New York and Texas and Kansas and all around Oklahoma, everywhere I can name. I just keep on naming. They're calling in for prayer and to give their praise reports. God is blessing. Now, besides that, some time ago, this may be hard to believe, but it happened. And I have a book to substantiate that it happened. God led me on a long fast. And I didn't know it was going to be a long fast. But I started out with 3 days and 3 nights with no food or water and fasting for a certain reason. Then the Lord would not let me off the fast. I couldn't get his approval to come off. And I couldn't get his release. And I kept fasting. And before I knew it, I had fasted, not without food or water all those days, but the first 3 days without food or water. Then I started fasting from 12 midnight till 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day. And before I knew it, we had fasted like that up to 50 days and then up to 100 days every consecutive day. And then we just kept fasting, not knowing why, but just couldn't get a release. And before I knew it, we had fasted the whole year, 365. And then kept fasting just because I couldn't get a release. This is documented in our book called 1,000 Consecutive Days of Fasting. When I fasted the first year, I couldn't get a release, and I got into the habit of waking up fasting. And before I knew it, I had fasted 700 days. And when I got to 700 days, I made a request to the Lord. I said, Lord, thank you for blessing me to come this far, but I ask you one thing. And God said, what is it, son? And I said, since you blessed me to come 700 days, consecutive days, every day, for 700 days, I pray now that you will allow me to go 1,000 days. And God spoke to my heart and said, son, no, I've never had that before. But he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And I looked up the word, and he said that to some people who needed miracles, according to your faith, be it unto you. And I had the faith to go that 1,000 days. In fact, I went about 1,100 and something days, because you can't quite go 1,000 and just stop. You have to kind of cool down. It took me 1,100 and something before I could really stop. And during that time, the Lord, I was on a plane going to Florida, and I came back from Florida on the way coming back to Texas at that time. And God had been so good to me. I was sitting there in my seat. I said, Lord, you have been so good to me. If I could, I would thank you 1,000 times, not knowing that that was possible. And I let my seat back and began to try to go to sleep. And the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And I said, why not? I'm what, Lord? Why don't what? He said, why don't you thank me 1,000 times? I said, Lord, I don't know how to thank you 1,000 times, but I will try. And not knowing how, I just turned my face to the window of the plane, and I had my handkerchief and put it over my mouth and turned my head to the side and began to say, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory, thank you, Lord. And before I knew it, I had thanked him 100 times and then thanking him, thank you, Lord. I thanked him 200 times. And then I started naming things. I kept the name of the Lord in there and kept Jesus in there and started naming things, reasons why I was thanking him. I thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you. Lord, I thank you for starting me on my way. Thank you. I kept thanking him. And I guess that was putting foundation under why I was thanking him. And I thank you for my family. Thank you. I just kept naming things. Thank you for health, great health. Thank you. And thank you for great strength. Thank you. Thank you for waking me up with a mind state on you. Thank you. I just kept naming things. Thank you for saving me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Ghost, thank you. I just kept naming things. And, oh, my God, the Holy Ghost started coming in there. I mean, he got in my hands and feet and my heart, soul, and mind. I wanted to shout so bad on that plane. I didn't want to embarrass myself or the people around me. I was only Afro-American on the plane. And so I just wanted to shout. So I got up and put my handkerchief over my mouth. And I started walking down the aisle of that thing, just saying, thank you. On both sides, people were there. And I just kept thanking, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God, for picking me up, turning me around, and placing my feet on your solid ground. Thank you. Just kept thanking God for different reasons. Looked back at the back of the plane and saw this. The restroom back there. I said, if I can make it to the restroom. Oh, the Holy Ghost hit me. And, oh, my God. I said, but if I can make it back there, maybe I can give God a shout. And on my way to the restroom, I thought about how I was born with asthma and I couldn't breathe correctly. Every day of my life, having asthma attacks. And saw a saxophone in the band room and came home running and talked about, Mom, can I bring it home? She said, you don't have enough wind to blow a horn, Bernard. And I pleaded with them and said, listen, they're making fun of me at the school. They said, I ain't nothing. I ain't going to never be nothing. I want to do something. And so they finally gave me permission to bring it home, and I started blowing the saxophone with asthma. For 17 years, I knew and learned how to play and started playing all over the world. And I said to God, Lord, I thank you for your goodness and kindness. And I'm still in my story about how I was on the plane. But I thought about that, how I was born with asthma, I had it all my life. And at age 17, I started blowing for Jesus. And started going here and there. And I was blowing, I believe only what you do for Christ will matter. and also Amazing Grace. When I was blowing that song, I passed out, fell on my bed. When I came to, the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart and said, Bernard, check your lungs now. And I knew I had asthma for 17 years, but when I checked my lungs, that day, that asthma was completely gone, and it has never returned, never. And I thought about that mother in the bathroom that day and shouted up in that bathroom, oh, my God, gave God the glory and gave him the praise. Now, I thank God that day 1,000 times. And when I thanked him, I believe it was the next day on the following day, he gave me a bona fide miracle, a miracle that nobody could deny. God gave me a miracle. And I saw that you could thank God 1,000 times on that plane, I thought. And it didn't take me more than 15, not more than 20 minutes. And so I've been finding people all around the world who have 20 minutes for God, who take time to thank him 1,000 times and get a miracle from God. Now, I'm looking for them in every nation, in every city, in every corner of the world. People who believe in prayer, who the Lord wants to make them prayer ambassadors, who really believe in prayer and believe in praising God. And so we're about that in the convention right now, finding our ambassadors all over the world who want to be prayer ambassadors. If you'd like to be one, let us pray about it. But write us and let us know who we are and a little bit about you. And put in your phone number. You can write us at Bernard Johnson at P.O. Box 26593. That's P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. OVERLAND, Overland. Overland Park, Kansas, and the zip code is 66225. And that's just one aspect of what God is doing with the 1,000 thank yous. Now, we thank you, Ambassador Dr. Hagen. We have a blog line now, and every night we lead people into thanking God 1,000 times. And with over 90 million listeners, and over 2 million, in fact, more than that, do it. But we're giving God at least 2 billion praises a night. And God get the glory and God be praised everywhere. Oh, my God, it's been so phenomenal. Now, with me personally, well, let me tell you a little bit more about what the Lord is doing through the convention and the church. We have we started a church called Amazing Grace International in Kansas City, Kansas. And the Lord is blessing in a great way there, too. I mean, just so, so awesome. And we are giving God the glory and Amazing Grace. And God is doing special works through the church there in a great way. Also, for me personally, God has been good to me after I started blowing the saxophone and started going there in Kansas City. When God healed me of that asthma, I was going to put the saxophone down because, you know, I didn't know it could be used for the Lord. I just, you know, when I was blowing a horn, I was in the club playing 17. And so I was going to put the horn down. I said, God, just save me. Don't put this horn down now. And the Lord spoke to my heart and said, Bernard, don't put your horn down. No. He said, just change your song. Oh, my God. And I changed my song to songs for the Lord, gospel songs. I started blowing. And he said, if you'll blow for me and only for me, he said, I will take you before kings and queens and presidents of different nations and all over the world before potentates and this and that. And God has done that. I've been before kings and queens and presidents, many presidents all over the world, and blown before great leaders and potentates. And it's been a great, great, great journey, but I give him all of the glory, all the praise. I heard that Mother Wilhelmine Rivers, one of my great, great mentors, she said, all the glory, all the praises, all the honor, All the praises all day, they belong to God. So we've been giving him all the glory, all the honor, all the praises all day. They belong to God. And God has been blessing in such a, what I call a multitudinous way. Oh, my God. And so after we start going for Jesus all over the world, the Lord blessed us to cut a long Cain album. Was my first vision, cut an album. And the Lord blessed it. And then I cut another album and then cut CDs. And I have about 19 CDs, albums and CDs out. And they've all been for the glory of God, been on record labels, and God's blessing in a great way. And really, we've got a new CD. Yeah. Got brand new material, and the Lord's going to bless it too. So, and then I started, from 17 years old, I started going to school, graduated from Sunday High School, went to Emporia Teachers College, and I wanted to go to a religious school. So I went to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, not knowing at the time that it was the largest seminary in the world of any kind. But anyway, I was able to be the first to get the master's degree at first from there in the School of Music. And then I kept going in the doctoral program, and I got the first doctorate degree from there, from the School of Music. Never forget it. Went through a lot of pruning ground, you might say, being the only black at the school. And didn't have any, basically, you know, a lot of friends. Didn't have any as I know of. But God blessed me. He was my friend, and he brought me through. And even in just basic college at Emporia, I was the first black to graduate there from that school of music. It's been an interesting journey. God has been with me all the way. My friend, my father, when my father was gone, and just, he's been there all the way. He's been blessing me in an ultra awesome way. So now I came to Kansas City. God sent me here. My brother died. And I came to Kansas City thinking, you know, and I have been a help to my mother. Amen. And so we've been working out things here in Kansas City. God's been blessing. Enrolled in Midwestern about this theological seminary here to work on my second doctorate. And that's, I'm just telling you what I've been doing, basically, and been preaching the gospel, amen, all around the country. And I've been blowing my horn for Jesus all around the country. I told him, Lord, the other day, I said, Lord, I've been blowing for you a long time, but I haven't got tired yet. And he's going to reward me one day. I'm going for Jesus now. Wow. So many years. And I haven't celebrated, but one day I'm going to celebrate what God has done for me. And I just want to tell you, Ambassador Dr. Hagen, it's been a great journey, and you've been a great part of that with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, and your husband, Bishop Hagen. Bishop. With Dr. Bishop Hagen. He's been there, Ambassador Hagen. He's been there all the way. So we want to praise God for him. We're going to answer any questions you have. I've talked a while here. So we want to be in order. Amen. Whatever you need for me to do or say, I'm ready to try to answer any questions, do anything.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Chief Ambassador. I'm telling you, it's such a blessing. You've done an awesome job sharing with us what you're doing and what's going on with the First Fruits. And you are just doing so much. You're doing so much. And we definitely could not cover everything because you're certainly a blessing to the Lord. You're certainly a blessing to the body of Christ. And we are just so excited to have you here today and to see all of the thing that you are doing is such a blessing. Many on the World Wide Web have been asking questions, doing better know of any new work that Dr. Bernard Johnson is doing? Anybody know how to reach him, how to contact him? Anybody know what's going on? We've lost contact. We want to know if anyone know of his whereabouts or what he's doing. So you've answered a lot of those questions. We want to thank you for it. Now, I understand you have a convention that's coming up in June. Take a moment and tell us about your convention.
Right. Once a year, we try to meet with the saints of God who are part of this First Fruits and those who would like to come and be a part of it. This year, we've been invited to come right outside of Little Rock, Arkansas, a city called Jacksonville, Arkansas. Bishop Bolden up there falling in love. He's falling in love with the First Fruits and said, I want you to come to our city here. And so we took the invitation, and we're going there in June the 11th through the 14th. And right outside of Little Rock, a subsidiary called Jacksonville, Arkansas, that we're going out for the convention. I want people all over the world to come because this will be a time when God is putting something together to touch the whole wide world in a greater way than it's being touched now. I forgot to add while I'm doing this, these thousand thank yous has caught on or is catching on all over the world. You hear people going, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's coming from the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Thank you, 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 thank you. Amen. And somebody was walking through the mall the other day, passed some people, and they said, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's catching on everywhere. You know what? That thank you, thank you, thank you can change the whole wide world. You get people who are thieves to start saying thank you from their hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And realize that God gave them their health and strength. Thank you, thank you. He will help them to stop stealing. You take liars who lie all the time, habitual liars. Get them to saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. He will help them stop lying. Actually, when God gave it to me, I didn't know he was taking me back to the old church. But some of you will remember it in the old church when people wanted the Holy Ghost. One of the ways they got the Holy Ghost is they got on the altar, and one would get on one side and say, say thank you, thank you, thank you. Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then another one would get on the other side, say thank you, thank you. So on both sides, they were being hit with thank you, thank you, thank you. And the Lord met me the other day. He said, Bernard, what I've done through that thank you, thank you, thank you, as I'm taking it all over the world for the First Fruits now, Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, he said it does four things. And he outlined them to me. First of all, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. Yeah, it ushers in his presence. Oh, my God. And let me preface that by one other thing before that. It focuses on the spiritual rather than the natural. Let's make that one. It focuses on the spiritual rather than natural. So when people on the altar saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, they normally come up on the natural, thinking about my shoes, how my shoes look, how my shirt look, how my suit look, how my makeup look, and all that kind of stuff. Is my hair messed up? They're focusing on the natural. Or the enemy takes them to think about a bill due or something in the natural. He doesn't want them to say thank you, from their hearts. But after a while, you notice that person who, thank you, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. After a while, their mind focuses on the spiritual, and they start meaning it from their heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then he said, not only does it focus on the spiritual rather than the natural, it ushers in the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Holy Lord. Yeah. See that presence of the Lord, that person who's going, thank you, thank you. After a while, the Holy Ghost, that spiritual takes over. The presence of the Lord comes in. And they begin to praise him like they Have you ever prayed before? Thank you. Oh, thank you. You know, it just catches them. They start thanking the Lord. And so it focuses, first of all, it focuses on the spiritual rather than natural. Secondly, it ushers in the presence of the Lord. You can feel him all over you as you begin to thank him like that. My old pastor used to say, that was Dr. S.E. Mitchell of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, Benton, Texas. And Dr. Mitchell used to say, a little praise can take you to heaven, but a whole lot of praise will bring heaven to you. And see, that's what happens when you begin to thank him like that so much. Heaven comes to you. That's the Holy Ghost coming to you. Yeah. And so it focuses on the spiritual rather than the natural. It ushers in the presence of the Lord. But thirdly, it positions you to receive a miracle. The people who were on the altar in the old church who had to thank you, thank you, thank you around them, they begin to get into the spiritual rather than the natural. And they felt the presence of, it ushered in the presence of the Lord into their hearts. And then they begin to get the miracle. And that was the Holy Ghost fell on them. Oh, my God, that Holy Ghost fell on them. And when the Holy Ghost fell on them, my God, what a time. Oh, my God. So that thank you, thank you, thank you did that. It does that for anybody who takes time to give them 1,000 thank yous. Those three things, and I'm going to give you one more thing. What it does also, it encourages you and inspires you. Yeah, it inspires you when you're thinking like that. It encourages you to encourage others. People hear you praising like that, and they want to praise him. Anybody remember when you were on the altar thanking the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, and you had friends from school or other young people from the church all around the altar, and they wasn't studying God. He wasn't on their mind. But when they saw their friend getting the Holy Ghost, and you were shouting, thank you, thank you, what happened is that it encouraged them. Before they knew it, they focused on Jesus. And before they knew it, they started shouting and praising God. And not only one person got the Holy Ghost, but the whole altar got the Holy Ghost, simply because the person who was thanking him like that from their heart became an encourager and encouraged the other people around them to get serious about Jesus. I know we'll get, my mother and a few others, they used to play church. And they were up there playing church, and my brother was a preacher, and the others were in the congregation, the missionaries, and they're playing church. And just playing, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, just playing church. And they said to my mother, they said, Mama, they're up there playing church. They're just playing church. They ain't even serious about the Lord. She said, that's all right. Just let them keep on playing church. Let them keep on. And she said, the Holy Ghost will get a hold of them after a while. They just kept on playing church. And before they knew it, they would say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. After a while, they'd go, oh, thank you, Jesus. See, the Holy Ghost got a hold of me. You can't even play with this thing and not get a hold of you. Sometimes I get a little offended when I look at movies where they are playing with the Holy Ghost, shouting like the saints and trying to act like the saints. But the Holy Ghost told me, if folks are not against you, they just leave them alone and see what happens. You can't even act in a movie. See, follow it. Some of those people who act in a movie like they were trying to play church and shout just to make money and do that scene. Check them out. A lot of them have gotten serious about Jesus and having prayer meetings all in Hollywood. You can't even play with this Holy Ghost and it not get a hold of you. I'm telling you, it's real. So, my God, I forgot where I am, but let me tell you something. This Holy Ghost will get a hold of anybody. I'm telling you, it will even get a hold of anybody. Back to you, Ambassador Dr. Hagin. Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Chief Ambassador. I'll tell you, this has been so informative and so energizing and so exciting to hear how God is using you and what's taking place, and even as you share about the convention that's coming up in June, I tell you, it is such an exciting moment, and we thank God for you. We certainly do appreciate you. Now, if you could just take a few moments and share again, if anybody want to contact you, how can they contact you?
Let me just give them, I can pull this up, the number for, hopefully y'all can.
Hello? We missed you there for a moment. Please stand by, listeners. He'll be back with us in a moment. But I tell you, we are here on nparadio.com, and we're having a very special interview with the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. And I'll tell you, God is doing some incredible things in his life, whereof we are so thankful to God. Now, he'll be back in a few moments and share with us the information that you all have been waiting for, how you'll be able to make contact with him. And to God be the glory. Some of you may want him to come and are on.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, we hear you now. God bless
you. All right,
you.
Yes. If you will, call this number, 816-425-4894. Yeah, 816-425-4894. And that will get you in to a number where you can leave a message and call you back, or if they answer the phone. But call that number. And let me just give you, again, it's June the 11th through the 14th in Jacksonville, Florida. That's right, you fly into Little Rock, and you'll be a part of this wonderful convention held there. Some of you around Arkansas will know Bishop Bolden. He and his people are the hosts for the convention there in Jacksonville, Florida. Bishop, I believe, James Bolden. All right, God bless you. That's 816-425-4894, I believe. Back to you, Ambassador.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. And we do appreciate that. And Chief Ambassador, we want to definitely invite you back and talk some more about the convention, as well as talk about the incredible things that God is doing for you. Amen. And we look forward to having you back. This program will re-air on tomorrow morning at the 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. For those of you who would like to tune in live to NPAradio.com, that number to call in is 347-934-0207.
All right.
Yes. Yes. And God bless each and every one of you. And thank you so much, Chief. And could you lead all the listeners, all of us, into a word of prayer?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, God, normally when I come to you, I just thank you. But I come not for me today, Lord, but for people all over the world. Somebody is in trouble, and they need your help. Somebody is financially down, and they need your help. Somebody has been weeping all night long. They need your help. Somebody has been broken, and they need to know that you're with them now while they're broken, even at the bottom, as much or even more than you are with them on the mountaintop. Bless them, I pray. Touch that broken heart. Mend it, Lord. Send the bomb from Gilead. And I never forget, God, when I saw on television how a human doctor took a heart out of a man's body and massaged it and then put it back in his body and sewed him up. And I was thinking, how much more can God do for his people? If your heart is wounded, I'm asking God to touch you right now. If your heart is broken, I'm asking God to touch you right now. If your heart has been just completely, almost destroyed, I'm asking God to touch you right now. Father, lift the heavy burden and lighten the heavy load. Bring peace where there's confusion. Bring love where there is hate. Oh, God, help, help, help in Jesus' name. Bless, bless, bless in Jesus' mighty name. And we'll give you the glory and all the praise and honor. God, heal those who are sick and those who are diseased, healed. Heal in Jesus' name and bless in Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God for everything. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen, amen.
Amen, and thank you so much again, Chief International Ambassador. And for those of you who are listening, you can also listen to the prayer conference each morning here on NPA.com, or you can just dial directly into the conference. I believe that conference number is
712-775-7085. And the code is 936-005.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you so much. Yes, sir. We certainly appreciate that. And we look to see everybody. The Lord say the same in the morning at the 7 o'clock hour. Until then, everybody be blessed. Thank you so much, Chief Ambassador. You must come back.
Thank you. And thank you for having me today. God bless you.
Thank you. And have a wonderful day, everybody. And we're going to close with this famous song by Chief International Ambassador, Sweeping Through the City.
Goodbye.